Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you for listening. A couple of things. This is my 2020 wrap-up. Normally, I spend most of my 2020 wrap-up on the technology that shifted, the things that I found cool, the interesting pieces and bits of the technology world in the year 2020. But one of the things I did kind of want to start off with this year is kind of one of those rare years. 2020 is one of those years where I think everybody and their brothers more in the tune of, let's get rid of the year and move on. I know in the U.S. and I know in Europe and Asia, this has really been a tough year for a lot of people. It's not a year that people are going to fondly remember. Many people had wonderful events that occurred, weddings and family members brought into this world and people that survived COVID. But, you know, as an impact, COVID has really ultimately driven, I suspect, more negative behavior and more negative feelings towards the year than would be normal. On the tech side, there's a bunch of interesting things that are shipping right now that are out and about in the market that I find incredibly easy. As a kid, I was a Star Trek fan, and I loved it when Kirk and Spock, you know, touched their chest and turned on the Universal Translator. That was a really cool thing. Well, universal translators are closer today than they ever have been. There's a number of products shipping. MyMenu is one. Time Kettle is another. Ambassador is a third. Travis, the translator, is also one. These are simply devices that you can hold in your hand or put in your ears, connect to your phone, and you have the ability to translate languages on the fly. Which, you know, seems like a little thing, but when we're talking about the reality of digital transformation, one of the limiters to digital transformation really is the language barrier. So many languages in the world, so hard to convert them, that is an incredible opportunity, an incredible thing that we can leverage and use as we go forward, the ability to translate voice on the fly. That's one big technology area that I find incredibly interesting. The other area that is really interesting this year is the number of technologies that are enabler or empowerment type technologies. You know, I love, and I'm trying to and have been trying to learn to play the guitar for a while. One of the things that I love about the New World Order for me is the product Rhodey ship. Rhodey is a product that basically automatically tunes your guitar for you. It gives you that ability. It gives you that chance to have, for all intents and purposes, a professional tune your guitar for you. So I've really come to enjoy Rhodey and to use it as a wonderful tool set. The software that they've shipped is really good. Another big victory for me this year is the Mowocaster, which I'm using right now to do my podcast. It's a great audio connection to my PC. I have actually used it on a couple of conference calls simply because the audio quality is really good and I can move the microphones to various areas and interact with things differently using the system. So, you know, Mowocaster is really good. They've done a great job with that. And, you know, it interacts with most of the podcast recording studios that are out there. And I find it an incredibly great tool to add to the tool chest. There are many other cool tech things that have happened this year. It's been an interesting year in technology. It hasn't been the greatest year in technology, but it hasn't been the worst year in technology. So one of the things I guess I'll end with is good riddance to 2020. It has been a tough year for all of us. There are many changes coming, and I would like to say you know, a blessed new year to everyone as we end December 2020. Keep your focus going, and remember that you're a very important person. My name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast.